Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now. Of course, he wasn't here yesterday because neither were we. We were off busy celebrating Thanksgiving. Tom normally joins us on Thursdays, but this week each year we push him back and he joins us instead on Fridays. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that not only gives you his picks on what's moving or not moving in the right direction, but also that gives you everything you might want to know to be a good, solid, sound ETF investor. It's ETFtrends.com, just like it sounds. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Right now, however, he is here. Tom, happy holidays. Welcome back.
Same to you, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Bank ETF, ticker symbol KBE.
It's the KBE, the Spider S&P Bank ETF. It sounds like me, you are banking on financial stocks at a time when interest rates are rising. Is there a little more to it than that?
Well, there's been a lot more to it than that lately, Chuck. I'll tell you, this ETF happened to be flat for the year up until November 7th. And then all of a sudden, like a lot of financials, it is just taken off. So part of that is, you know, from a fundamental standpoint, you look at it, Trump is not a big fan of regulation, as we all know. And that's floating through to the bank stocks for sure. Dodd-Frank is something that may be under fire with the Trump administration. Not really sure, but he definitely is pro-growth and less regulation as far as banks are concerned. Also, as you mentioned, we're pretty much slated for another rate hike in December. And with that, and with maybe more in 2017, rising interest rates are actually really good for banks because they can charge more money for the money that they loan out. So there are a couple things that are going for bank stocks right now. This ETF is very heavily weighted in mid-cap and small-cap banks. So if you feel like when you look in the S&P 500 and the financials that you have in your portfolio, and those financials in the S&P 500 have taken off, great. But you probably don't have a lot of Tier 2, Tier 3 banks, regional banks in your portfolio. And if you really feel strong about the banking sector going forward under a new administration, here's a great ETF to consider.
Now, that said, is this a straight 200-day moving average play? Because as you pointed out, it popped right before the election. It has stayed relatively frothy with the election. But we may find out that although Trump didn't like regulation and et cetera, he may or may not be able to actually do anything about it, as with sort of many of the things that he talked about during the campaign. So is this a case where if the banking sector reacts to whatever news we see coming out of Washington next, that investors and shareholders might be reacting right with it?
Absolutely. So we had a pretty good spike right after the election above the 200-day average. If you're looking differently at your portfolio based on a Trump administration or based on a new year or based on the fact that the Fed might be hiking rates, this might be one of the ETFs to consider. But at the same time, trends can change. We know that. It's important to keep that in mind. It's important to look at what the trends are doing. So always keep an eye on the 200-day average for sure. I would not necessarily say, because it's a sector and a thinly sliced sector at that, that this would be a long-term hold. It's a great opportunity, I think, with what's going on today. But keep an eye on that 200-day average and use that as the sell point.
And with that kind of a tilt, is this the kind of thing that you say basically no more than, you know, maybe starting at 5% of a portfolio as a max position to enter, and if it gets to 10%, time to start pulling back?
everybody can make their own decision, and especially if this sounds enticing to you, but you don't look at your portfolio on a regular basis, don't make any moves. I think everyone's been fine with what's going on. The key is, if you're opportunistic in nature and you feel like you have to be a little bit more tactical with changing environments coming on in 2017, this is one of those options.
Yeah, it sure is. And again, because it holds a lot more mid caps, it's almost 50% mid caps and small caps. There's not likely to be, you know, a lot of times we're saying there's a lot of overlap with what you've got, but there's not likely to be necessarily a lot of overlap here.
Well, there isn't. And some of these we've seen in the past during certain periods of time, regional banks have really taken off compared to the big banks. And this might be a new trend that's in place. It looks very strong at the beginning, but things can come down as quick as they go up. We all know that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the Spider S&P Bank ETF, ticker symbol KBE, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor at ETFtrends.com. He is the head of Global Trends Asset Management. For more information, go to ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for taking time out of your holiday weekend to join us on the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Happy holidays.
And to you, too.